Bikurim, Pergimel Mishnah Ches. Hashirim Mevien Bikurim Beklosa Shel Kesef Veshel Zav. The rich people would bring Bikurim in baskets that were, it says that were from gold and silver. It just means that they were regular wicker baskets, but they were plated and covered with gold and silver, as the Rav explains. Vaniim Mevien Oisim Besale Nitzarim Shel Arava Klufa. So the Aniim would bring it. They would bring the Bikurim in wicker baskets that were made of peeled willow branches. Branches of the Arava that we take for Aravas. V'asalim v'abikurim nitonim l'kohanim. So this is specifically talking about that Aniim, that their baskets and the Bikurim were given to the Kohanim. But the rich people, the Rav's girsa was, the way the Rav learned, was that they would give it to the Kohanim, but the Kohanim would then return, after the Kohanim would take the Bikurim out of the basket, they return the basket back to the rich people. Taisi Santav brings Masha from the Gemara, so the Gemara's Lashon is that the Ashirim didn't give the baskets at all to the Kohanim. It wasn't that they gave the basket with the fruit and then they took the basket back. But Smashma, they would just give the fruit to the Kohanim after they would bring everything together, but the basket would never go to the hands of the Kohanim. Either way, the Ani would not get his basket back, but the rich person would. So you learn the Gemara, it's Smashma. But the Gemara says, from here we learn, Basar Aniya Azla Aniyusa, which basically means that poverty keeps following people that are poor. Because here you have a poor person that, again, he has his wicker basket and he can't even keep it. He has to keep giving it out. He has to keep losing it. But the rich person, since he's giving something that has so much value, he gets to keep it, it sounds like. Now, Taisi Santav asks, how come over here they didn't make a gzera to protect the busha of the ani? Like we find in different places in Shas. And Taisi Santav answers, because of the kvod of the Beis HaMikdash, of Beis Elokeinu, and those that serve it, they weren't choshish for the busha of the aniim. Now the way that the Sifri learns, the reason that the ani would not get his basket back was not pshat because, you know, it's just like a worthless thing he doesn't get back. It's Adaraba, because what the Ani did with the work that he had to put in to create this wicker basket was much more choshev, klapi shmaya, and the Kohanim would actually keep that, because that was something that was very precious. Masha Inkin, the rich person, he didn't work hard to make sure he created a basket that wasn't tame. He would just stomp, buy a basket off the street, and it came very easy for him. So because of that, it's almost like Hektish didn't want that. And Adaraba, it was more choshev what the Ani gave. And according to that, the Kahati says, a nice chiddush, that would answer the Tosfos Yontif's kasha. Because why weren't they misakin that even the ani's basket should go back to the ani because of busha? So the Tarot says, according to this, it's not busha at all. Adarabah, it's not busha to the ani. It's a kavod to the ani. The fact that they're accepting and keeping the basket is specifically because of the mesiras nefesh of the ani, and it becomes like a chelik in the mitzvah, and it makes it even greater.